Masechtas Trumos, Parak Vav, Mishnah Aleph. This parak discusses someone who is a non-Kayin that eats Truma. If he eats it b'shegig, unintentionally, then he has to add a fifth. This is only if it's b'shegig, and that's discussed in this parak. B'mezid is going to be discussed in the next parak, Parak Zayin. So if he eats it b'shegig, he has to add one fifth. This is a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says, "Ve'ishki yechal kodesh bishgagam," someone who eats kodesh, something holy, which is referring to truma by accident. "Ve'yosef chamishi seilav," he has to add one fifth. "V'nasan l'kayinus hakodesh," and he has to give the holy thing to the kayin. This one fifth is after the fact. After he adds it, it will be one fifth of the end result. So really, if it's he eats 100 units, whatever it is, and he adds one fifth, it's going to be 25, which is a quarter of the original amount, the principal, but it's going to be at the end 125, which is at the end, the 25 is going to be a fifth of the final product. And that's generally how the Torah uses fractions by the final result, as opposed to the principal. So the Mishnah says like this. Mishnah Aleph, Ha'echal Truma Shegig Mishalom Karim Mechemish. Someone who eats Truma by accident, Mishegig, he didn't realize it was Truma, or he didn't realize it was Usser, or how stringent the Isser was. Mishalom Karim Mechemish, he has to pay not only the care and the principal, but also Mechemish, he has to add a fifth. Echad Ha'echal, whether he ate Truma, Ve'echad HaShaisa, whether he drank, like wine from Truma, Ve'echad HaSach, whether he smeared on his skin, like oil, he put oils on his skin. All these things, a non-Kayin that used the Truma for this benefit, Echad Truma Tahara, Ve'echad Truma Tamea, whether the Truma was Tahar or Tamei, Mishalim Chumsha, he has to pay a fifth, add a fifth to the principal, V'chemish Chumsha, and also a fifth of the fifth. This means that if he, b'shegeg, by mistake, ate that one-fifth that he had become obligated to give the kayin, he went ahead and ate that one-fifth, he's now going to be obligated to add a fifth of that original fifth. The Mishnah continues, Ein mishalom truma, when he pays to the kayin, he doesn't pay with other produce that's truma produce, because that's not his produce. That's something that's going to have to be given to the kayin, and he can't use what's the kayin's property to pay his debts. Ela chulin musukanim, rather, he has to use chulin, ordinary produce that's musukanim, that's already been completely fixed up by taking off the proper truma semaisris, and that's given to the kayin. Vehein nasin truma, and when he gives it, it becomes truma in place of the original truma. Ve'atashlumin truma, and if he ate that produce that he separates as the replacement, if he eats that, he also would replace it again with another replacement that also would become truma status. And regarding this payment of replacing the truma, imratza kain limchol ain't a meichel. Even if the kain wants to be meichel, he wants to forgive him and forgo on the payments, and he doesn't demand. He says it's okay, you don't have to pay me back. Still, you're obligated to pay, and it's not just a monetary debt that he has to the kayin. It's a terror. The terror, there's a chiyuv and a terror that he has to replace the truma with other produce, and so it's not nitin lemechila. Mishnah base. Ba'as Yisrael she'achla truma. A Ba'as Yisrael, so her father was not a kayin, she's not a kayin, and she ate truma, and we're talking about truma b'shegig, and so she's obligated to now reimburse and replace the truma and add a fifth. But before she did so, v'achar kach nisus l'kayin. Before she replaced it, she got married to a kayin. And the halacha is that even a non-kayin woman, but when she marries a kayin, she now becomes permitted to eat truma just like her husband. So what does she do now regarding the replacement? So it depends. Im truma shalei zachaba, if what she ate was truma shalei zachaba kain, if what she ate was truma that was never acquired by a kain, so it was something that Yisrael separated, designated as truma, but had not yet given to a kain, and that's what she ate, achla, that's what she ate originally, b'shegig. So now she replaces it by designating other produce in its place, plus one-fifth, and she can pay it to herself. She designates it and gives it truma status, and it needs to be given to a kayin, someone who can eat it. But now that she's married, to a kayin, she became fitting to eat it, she can eat it herself. However, but if what she ate originally before she got married was truma that already belonged to a kayin, then mishalamas karen labailam, the principal that she replaces of the truma that she ate has to be paid to the owner, to the kayin, who owned the original truma that she inadvertently ate. V'chaimish, but the one-fifth, that la'atzma she can keep for herself, and she can eat it herself now that she's permitted to eat truma. Why is she able to take this one-fifth? The Mishnah explains, mipnei she'amru, because Chazal said, ha'echel truma she'egeg mishalam karen labailam, someone who eats truma by accident, the principal, the karen, replacement of the truma, it has to be paid labailam to the owner of that truma, to the kain who owned it. V'chaimish, and the one-fifth, the chomish yirtzah, can be given to any kain. It doesn't have to be given to specifically the kain who owned the principal. The one-fifth that's added can be given to any kain. And since this one-fifth is not specifically required to give to the kain who owned the principal, so therefore in our case, where this woman, who this Bas Yisrael that married a kain, and is now able to eat the truma, although she has to pay the principal to the owner of the original truma, but the one-fifth can go to any kind, and she's no different. Now that she's able to eat truma, she can take that one-fifth for herself.